Oregon is Portland and oh, a lot of places. I love Oregon. I've been there a lot. That's one of my favorite states.
Okay. And south of Oregon is?
California.
Maybe a couple of cities there?
Oh, Los Angeles, San Francisco.
Okay. And just east of California is where they do all the gambling?
Nevada.
Okay. Is the town there?
Oh, Las Vegas. I have a niece who lives there. Okay. I've been there myself.
Let's see.
Reno.
And east of
Arizona. What is all the states? I'd have to think,
okay.
You know.
We just have to
New Mexico. And
then where I'm from?
Utah.
Okay, maybe a town there?
Well, Salt Lake or Provo or what.
Oh, you've been to Provo, huh?
Oh, through there. It's very pretty. Not stop, but I thought that was real pretty through there.
Okay. And that state way up north where they have all the oil?
Alaska.
Okay. And that state way down south where they have all the oil? East of New Mexico.
Would that be Florida?
Oh,
no, what is it? What is Texas?
Huh?
Texas.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, I can't. I'd have to stop and think about some of that.
Okay. And let's see. I have to get another state name. East of Texas. You know where the Mississippi River empties?
Oh, let's see.
It starts with an L, the state name. It was the famous something purchase?
Louisiana.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the capital city of Louisiana is?
Is that Baton Rouge? That's the capital, isn't it?
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the biggest city there is not old, but
New Orleans.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that.
And the city that St. Louis is in?
Missouri.
And the biggest city in Illinois is?
I suppose Chicago.
Okay. And let's see, a big city in the southern part of Ohio?
Would that be Cleveland? Or which is a big city in Ohio? I'm
Cleveland,
not sure. Cincinnati, or
there you go.
Which I'm not quite sure as to which.
Cincinnati's on the south.
Yeah, Cincinnati maybe.
Now, the opposite of evening is?
No. Evening is morning? Morning, I guess.
Okay. And
I think all that.
Okay. I'm talking about a relationship here. Now, if these are people, we would say that they are walking in what direction in relationship to each other?
Toward each other.
Okay.
Oh,
and this direction is?
Up.
And that direction
down.
Is?
Down.
Now, how would you use those? Would you use those in travel? For example, if you're expressing going to Denver, you'd say?
How would you use them?
Would you ever say, I'm going down to Denver? Or are you just saying going
well, I don't know if I ever think of it. I just say you're going to Denver.
Okay.
I used to go to Denver.
If you're going up to Billings.
Oh, we always say, I think we generally say we go up to Billings, don't we?
Okay, you'd say up to Billings?
Yeah.
Would you ever say down?
I don't think so. You know, it's north of here, Billings, and why, and it's a... like on the map, it's, you know, like the top, the head of the... Or what would you call it? The top of the map. This Montana would be next to Canadian line, and I don't know. We all say, I think of it as up or something, but I don't. It just seems like people say, well, I'm going up to Billings.
Okay, how would you express? But you'd never say down.
I would go down to Worland. When you go down the river, down country, which is down the river.
So that
rivers run down that way.
So that would be down in elevation?
Yeah, in the elevation, yes, that would be it. I guess it would be down in elevation.
But Worland is also south of here, is that correct?
Well,
or is it east?
What would Worland be?
Let's see.
We're sort of in the northeast corner, and they're more over in the central part of Wyoming. They would be, let's see, north,
sort of southeast
east, more south, maybe more southeast, probably.
Okay, so
I'm trying to think of what it looks like on the map.
You would say down, though, in reference to